All right, live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Dewar. God bless America. Thank you for being here. The relentless pursuit of the truth drives me every day. It does. Keeps me motivated, makes me want to come back and, I don't know, help you learn things. Three big things you need to know right now. Number one, former President Donald Trump demanding the release of the documents now. After Merrick Garland said unseal the search warrant, he said absolutely, do it now. Number two, let Michigan kids learn. A ballot initiative has filed over 520,000 signatures. Quietly got it done. We'll tell you what that means. And number three, here is a big story coming out of the Detroit News today. That's where I found it anyway. A juror in the Governor Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping trial told co-workers about hoping to be selected for jury duty, having already decided the case and intending to ensure a particular verdict. That according to a sealed federal court filing. Josh Blanchard, defense attorney for accused kidnapper and alleged ringleader Barry Croft, leveled the allegation late Thursday, describing a claim of jury misconduct that threatens to upend one of the largest domestic terrorism cases in a generation, even though it's gone nowhere. And the first trial was an utter failure for the FBI and the prosecution. The allegation surfaced after the second day of testimony in the case against Croft and his alleged co-conspirator, Adam Fox. They're accused of trying to spark a civil war ahead of the 2020 presidential election by plotting to kidnap Whitmer at her Northern Michigan vacation home and put her on trial for treason. Cross lawyer revealed the allegation in a court filing that was briefly available on the federal court docket Thursday, downloaded by the Detroit News. The filing was sealed by court staff early Friday, is no longer available to the public. The potential misconduct was reported to court officials recently, according to the now sealed filing. The timeline reported matches the timeline of jury selection, and the reporting party had apparent credible identifying information regarding the juror, which lent credibility to the assertions, so wrote Blanchard. This is all from the Detroit News article. It's unclear from the court filing whether the juror supports the government's case or sides with the defense. Well, if the defense attorney's putting it out there, it kind of gives you an indication he wasn't siding with the defense. U.S. District Judge Robert Yonker discussed the issue with prosecutors and defense lawyers before deciding the trial would continue while a clerk investigated the matter. At the end of the trial day, the court conducted another in-chamber conference where it explained its findings from the jury clerk's investigation, expressed an intention to handle the matter by meeting with the juror on camera and without counsel or defendants at the end of the trial proofs. Blanchard wrote, the court denied counsel's request to be present and participate in this hearing. The trial resumes 8:30 today. Blanchard wants the judge to conduct an evidentiary hearing about the potential jury misconduct and wrote that his client objects to any hearing being conducted in his absence. A prospective juror's failure to disclose material information is grounds for a new trial if it demonstrates any bias. The new trial started Tuesday. It comes 4 months after jurors acquitted two others accused in this plot and deadlocked on any charges against Fox, 39 years old, of Potterville, and Croft, a truck driver from Delaware. Fox and Croft arrested in October 2020, along with nearly a dozen others accused of plotting to kidnap Whitmer. State charges are pending against 10 men. Two others pled guilty. Ty Garbin of Heartland Township got 6 years in prison. Caleb Frank's still awaiting sentencing. I believe that's how it is. Anyhow, big dust up there. We'll see how that plays out. We'll see how that plays out. It's kind of obviously a big deal. A very big deal. Coming up this hour, we'll speak to Steve Doolin about smart guns. We'll get his take on the raid at Mar-a-Lago, too, but then I've got Matt Schlapp here from the Conservative Political Action Coalition, CPAC. He'll join me about the raid on Mar-a-Lago, how he sees it impacting the election, everything else that's coming up. So we'll be talking more about Donald Trump demanding the release of documents, as was promised yesterday by Attorney General Merrick Garland, Trump was targeted politically. Let's just tell it like it is. He was not targeted for any other reason except that he's Donald Trump. That's it. And the left hates him. They used to love him, you know. He was a big celebrity. They loved him. He was one of their favorites. And then he became a Republican, and therefore he was vilified and has been attacked for 6 years. Or is it seven? I lose track. Seven, I guess it is now, because he came down the escalator summer of 2015 to run for president. He won, of course. From Michigan news source, I get this. On Wednesday afternoon, the Let Michigan Kids Learn ballot initiative filed 520,000 signatures with the Bureau of Elections. The initiative would create student opportunity accounts that come from private donors to equip families with grants they can use for education and education-related expenses, including tutoring services. Any family that qualifies for free or reduced lunch programs could apply for funding. And over 1 million public school students would be eligible, according to the Let Michigan Kids Learn site. Public school kids could get $500. Students with disabilities or special needs could get $1,100. School shutdowns, COVID learning loss, and the disastrous policies of Governor Whitmer contributed to the decision to create the proposal. That was me, by the way, editorializing. Fred Zolak is the spokesperson of the campaign. He added that the campaign is confident the Bureau of Elections can quickly canvass the petitions for the initiative and get these vital reforms in front of the state legislature this year. Don't even have to go. It doesn't have to even go on the ballot. Yeah. The quality of the signatures, the size of the Secretary of State's team should help the process, said Amy Hawkins, Communications Director for Let Michigan Kids Learn. We feel very positive and optimistic about the quality of these signatures. The Secretary of State, I know, has other petitions on the docket, but this is her job and she has a huge team. Similar legislation introduced by conservative lawmakers moved through the chambers with incredible speed, but the bills were deemed controversial for compensating individual contributors to the scholarship program with a state income tax credit, and Governor Gretchen Whitmer vetoed the package when it came to her desk, of course. Now the ballot initiative is receiving similar negative reactions from groups like Four Michigan Kids for Our Schools. Four Michigan Kids spokesperson Cassandra Albrick said the attempt to get the proposal in front of the legislature is a loophole. Betsy DeVos and her allies have made it clear they do not plan to allow Michiganders to vote on their proposal, Albrick said. Instead, they're trying to use a loophole that allows them to ram it through the Michigan legislature without being subjected to a gubernatorial veto. It's not ramming it through. It's not a loophole. It's how Michigan law works. It's how it works. The coalition claims it would strip funding from public schools to benefit for-profit private schools. So, there you have it. It's there. It's going to the legislature. And that's the way Michigan works. That's the way it works around here, boys and girls. We'll take a break and be back on the Steve Gerber Show with Steve Doolin. You don't want to miss that. I'll be right back.
If you're looking for a new best friend and you've already been to the shelter, it's time to check out TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com guarantees its puppies for the next 5 years and plenty to choose from. New arrivals daily. TheBarkingBoutique.com. Healthy Cell delivers 165% more vitamin nutrition with its microgel formula. Studies show Healthy Cell packs a bigger punch than ordinary vitamins. Healthy Cell is made in America and recommended by Dr. Peter McCullough. Go to HealthyCell.com, use the promo code Gruber, and save 20%. HealthyCell.com, promo code Gruber.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.